You're listening to Strong Runner Chick Radio, Episode 1. Welcome to Strong Runner Chick Radio, a leading online community where our goal is to educate, empower, and connect female distance runners across the world. We believe in healthy running, fueling, and embracing our strength as female distance runners inside and out. Through interviews with top professional, collegiate, and master's level runners, leading dietitians, coaches, sports psychologists, and runners of all shapes and sizes, we hope to spread the message that there is no one-size-fits-all approach to distance running. Now, let's get to the show. Welcome to Strong Runner Chick Radio.
Yay! This is so exciting. Megan and I are here. Oh, this is Kelsey, by the way.
This is Megan. Hi.
Sorry if we're super awkward. This is our first time doing it, so we're kind of figuring out the kinks of how to do a podcast and such, but we're super excited to be here and to have you tag along with us this morning.
Yeah, we are absolutely excited. There's been quite the buildup for the podcast. We've been talking about it for, I think, over a year now. At least it's been in my mind. So we're really happy that we finally got the guts, and I really just needed that push from Kelsey to start it. And so we're planning on hopefully releasing one episode a week. That's our goal. And we'll be emailing out the episodes as they come out, and then you'll also find those in iTunes. So look out for those. We're going to have some exciting guests on too.
Yeah, totally. It's been super exciting, and I really appreciate Megan allowing me to tag along for this adventure. but Megan, what's new with you? I kind of hear you've had a pretty exciting weekend.
Yeah, I was actually in Lake Tahoe, California. I flew out there from Salt Lake. So I just moved out to Utah about 2 months ago for graduate school. And since I've gotten really into trail running, and also after collegiate running, I've gotten into Spartan racing, which is obstacle racing. And it involves not only running, but also jumping over things and climbing walls, carrying heavy buckets, getting really wet and really muddy. So at first I kind of cringed when I saw those races, but I figured I had to try it because I did the steeplechase in college. And I was like, well, this is perfect, right? It's jumping over barriers, and they're pretty big walls. They're like 8 to 16 foot walls. But that's Spartan, and it really has mixed up my training, and it's allowed me to do a lot of other things in addition to running. Like, even rock climbing counts as training for me, which is nice. So yeah, this past weekend was the World Championships in Lake Tahoe, and
yay!
Yeah, it was longer than I have ever run. It was 16 and a half miles over 5,000 feet of elevation gain. And that's just for the climb. And then 38 obstacles. And for every failed obstacle, it's 30 burpees. So let's just say I had a lot of burpees, because after you're out there for a few hours, which for me, it was 4.5 hours later, I was done. You get pretty exhausted. So, and there was some walking as well. I cringe about that race right now because it's still a few days past, but I am really happy that I did it. It was well worth it. I met some awesome people and it was a really fun time. So yeah, obstacle racing is actually said to be the fastest growing sport right now. At least that's what
really?
They're saying. That's what Spartan's saying. So
that's
if you
amazing.
Haven't tried one, yeah, you should
oh
really
my
consider.
Gosh.
Uh-huh.
That's really yeah. incredible because I like think about it. And so I'm a long distance runner and I think about going for my 16 milers and I'm like, I couldn't even imagine like running up a mountain and carrying stuff and doing burpees while running 16 miles. It's just like mind-boggling to me. So honestly, in essence, that totally embodies a strong runner chick right there, if I could even imagine one. So well done to you, Megan. We're super proud of you.
Oh, thank you. I see it more as crawling at some points, crawling up the hills. You're not always running, but it was great. It was a fun time. So
that's true.
Yeah. Otherwise, I'm just working on the thesis, still deciding what I'm doing for that. Joys of grad school. That's kind of what I've been up to lately. So I'm drowning in grad school work, but not literally drowning. I mean, it's overwhelming to start a new year again. And
totally.
But it's been a fun time. So how about you, Kelsey? Yeah. What have you been up to?
Oh, gosh. I actually just spent about 5 days in Steamboat Springs, Colorado. I was visiting my family. So that was a real joy. And I really had a good time with that, trail running and getting up on the mountains and kind of just playing around outside, which has been great. And I just recently booked like my flights and my travel arrangements for my internship. So now things are kind of like set in stone and I'm actually in motion. Yeah. Uh-huh. So I haven't really made a big announcement about this, but I guess I will. So I graduated back in May with my master's, and that was kind of like a really big deal for me. I was really excited about that. And then I kind of had like a midlife crisis. I was like, gosh, I got this master's and I don't really know if it was what I wanted to get it in. And it was kind of like this whole like, gosh, I just kind of maybe not wasted 2 years, but maybe I could have done better and doing something. I don't know. It was kind of like a midlife crisis at the age of 24. And so then I moved back home with my parents and I worked for the past few months. And then I decided I want to do something really fun before continuing on with my PhD. So I applied to a bunch of different internships and I accepted one in Snowmass Village in Aspen, Colorado. So I'll be teaching adaptive ski lessons to individuals with disabilities. So that's what I'll be doing for about 6 months. And I'm looking forward to that. So I just kind of made the moves on making that big move. And that'll start at the end of the month. So I'm really looking forward to that.
Yay. What an amazing and really exciting opportunity. That sounds awesome. I bet you're
Thank
pumped.
You.
Yeah. And yeah. Kelsey and I have been talking because she was looking at a job out in Utah and she said,
yes.
Logan, Utah, which is where I am, which is a small town. And I got so excited, but needless to say, I am very happy for you and the fact that you're coming
Thank
out
you.
West. So
I know. Finally, Megan and I have been trying to like coordinate time. She's like, wait, it's 9 o'clock your time.
Yeah.
So that's 7 o'clock my time. So we've been trying so hard to coordinate our times because I'm on the East Coast and she's at Mountain Time. So it's been funny. So finally we'll be on the same time zone at least.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah. So kind of going off that, what has been making you thrive lately? This question, I was just looking at it and like, wow, this is a great, really thought-provoking question to think about.
Yeah. Oh gosh. I don't know. I'm really into the weather right now, and Mother Nature's kind of been providing us with a little bit of a heck of a time in the world with all the hurricanes. But I gotta admit, I'm pretty blessed up here on Cape Cod because we've had some really glorious weather for running and for being outside, and the leaves are changing and you can go apple picking. So that's pretty much making me thrive right now. I'm really grateful about that. But obviously, of course, sending all my thoughts and prayers to all those who've been affected, not only by Mother Nature, but also what happened in Las Vegas recently. So as much as I'm thriving, I also would like to help others thrive as well. So my thoughts are with all of them. But that's really what's making me thrive at the moment. What about you, Megan?
Yeah, you know, I would say the same as far as the outdoors, just being out here in Utah. And I thrive when I go to new places, and this is still so new to me. It's sort of gaining a sense of familiarity, but I think it's like a full year before I really settle into a place.
Totally.
If anything, I mean, maybe a couple years. So I think this will be just the most fun adventure yet in terms
yes.
of, being outdoors and having all the mountains around me. So
yeah,
coming out here and meeting a lot of new people. And then also Strong Runner Chicks is just making me thrive. Just checking on how we're doing. And, just receiving reader feedback and emails has been really, positively overwhelming, if that makes sense. Just kind of a like, this is amazing. And how did we grow so big and help so many out there? So especially with our new Facebook group, I think that's really brought together the community. And I love when people share their blog posts, their ideas, their questions, and people just jump right in. I mean, if someone's got a problem or a struggle that they're dealing with, someone's going to help out. So I really am grateful for that.
Yeah. Yeah. That's something I think I'd like to, I mean, I totally agree with. I'd like to comment on that a little bit more since, so I've only been part of this SRC family, Strong Runner Chick family, since March. And the way that our community is so open with one another and so supportive of one another, I think is just really beautiful and something that is really, I agree with Megan, is certainly making me thrive as well. And something that I think is just kind of wonderful, if I can say that again. But it's just really, it's great. So please continue to, you know, reach out to us because we will give you, you know, a place in the blog to write what you're feeling because we want this to be a community. I mean, the blog I just posted or the post that I just posted yesterday with our guest post Christiana, and please, I think it's Rakowski. I don't want to pronounce, I'm sorry if I'm pronouncing your name wrong, but she reached out and she's like, yeah, I love to write. And she has tons of journals that she's written. And I was like, write something for us. Like, I want you to write something for us. And so we really want everybody to be a part of this community, no matter whether you're a collegiate runner or not. I mean, I'm not a collegiate runner. I never was. So we want everybody to be a part of this. So please don't hesitate to ever reach out to us.
Yeah, absolutely. And kind of going off that, that's really our purpose with the Strong Runner Chick Radio is just to bring voices out there and bring faces. So we're trying to get more active there too, because you will see a lot of quotes and of course faces of Strong Runner Chicks in the community. But sometimes I think Kelsey and I and Mintu included just kind of take a step back and it's really nice to get more involved and make sure that our voices are heard and that we're bringing those voices out so that if someone wrote a blog post, say maybe a year or two ago, and they want to come back and talk about it a bit more and share their story, they can really do so in a more personal environment via the podcast. So
definitely.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's a bit about our purpose. We were going to highlight some of the collegiate races this past weekend. I know there was a Louisville meet and I used to live there and they called it Louisville. So I guess it's called Louisville, Kentucky, but most people will laugh and say it's Louisville. So if you don't live there, it's Louisville. Anyway, at the beautiful, I think it was Tom Sawyer Park, which I have actually run at when I was back in my middle school days. So I love that meet and I'm always keeping up with what's going on there. But congratulations, especially to Mintu. She did super well. I should probably go back through and kind of read through the results and look for all our Strong Runner Chicks. Did you hear about anyone, Kelsey, this past weekend?
I didn't. I just know that a lot of our Strong Runner Chicks who are part of the Facebook group, a lot of them, from what I hear, have been doing like local cross-country meets, or from what I'm reading, have been doing local cross-country meets, which I think is really cool. So not necessarily even competing in college, but just in their like local town. And I want to make sure I get this. I think it's, let me see if I can find her. But anyways, and I know that a lot of also, I think it's Amanda Young who is doing it for just for, I think it's not, it's through her college, but it's not a...
like intramural?
Intramural, yeah, club? Something along those lines. Yeah, and she's been saying that she's been having a wonderful time. So Amanda, totally correct me if I'm wrong and you're actually running for your school, but either way, she's been having a wicked awesome time it looks like. So congrats to you, Amanda. That's awesome. I would like to highlight more of you guys and hear more about how you're doing and, you know, what's going on and those sorts of things. So don't hesitate to reach out to us if you're doing something really cool or if something you think is really cool through your running experiences. So I know we also have a lot of girls in our women in our Facebook page who are training for their first half marathons and marathons, which is really cool too. So that's incredible, you guys. We're all so proud of you.
That really is. That is amazing. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, who this is who it is. It's Stephanie Ross. I think she's competing in like an adult cross country league, which I just think is the
Oh,
coolest thing ever. Yeah. I believe that's who it is. Yeah, Stephanie. So congrats, Stephanie, on your cross country races this fall thus far. I love seeing your pictures and such like that. So congratulations to you.
how exciting! That is super cool. Okay,
Yeah.
I'm checking the results now, and there were some awesome times at the Louisville opener. Wow. I think one of our own, Mintu, was on here. Let's see. Yeah, Mintu 16th. Nice. There are a
Well
lot of
done,
names here
Mintu.
too. This is incredible. How many people ran this? So there were 328 runners. It was a pretty large meet.
Oh my gosh, Mintu, I have goosebumps. Congratulations, girl. We're really proud of you.
Yeah, and everyone else included that ran on that race.
Yes.
Incredible job.
Yes.
That looks like it was a season opener, so we've got a lot of
Okay.
exciting races coming up. I'm hoping to go up to Boise. That's where Mintu's at, and she's our co-founder. So Mintu and I, a little bit about how we started for those of you that don't know. We ran together at Lamar University, and that was a school in Texas. When I got recruited there, I got a call, and it was a coach. Darren, he's awesome. He's from Scotland, but he called me up and said, "Hey, I'm from Lamar." And I go, "Lamar? Where's Lamar?" At the time, I had lived in Texas a couple years because I moved there, moved around quite a bit as a kid, but I went to 3 years of high school there, and I was looking for a school to run at. But I told my parents, "I am leaving Texas. I'm going outside of it. I don't want to be here anymore." I was just kind of over the whole Southern thing, because I was
Yep.
from the Midwest, and eventually, of course, I ended up back up there. So I get this call, and I ended up going there. My first year, so Mintu's a year younger than me. She wasn't there my first year. Had a good experience, but I kind of knew that academic-wise, it wasn't really what I was looking for. And for the full collegiate experience, that's kind of what I wanted. So the whole time I was running there. I always had my sights set on something bigger. And anyway, that kind of leads into me transferring to Minnesota eventually, junior year. But I did meet Mintu my sophomore year, and I am so incredibly glad that I stayed for my sophomore year, because when I met Mintu, we instantly clicked, and we really bonded over the fact that in female distance running, there is this emphasis on smaller is better, thin to win. Like, if you want to be faster, you have to lose weight, and I just think that's and the fact that it's so cutthroat too, right? Like, you're always just competing against one another, and there's not really this feeling of support amongst the people you compete with. And even amongst the people you compete with on your team, I think competing for spots and travel meets can get kind of cutthroat. And so yeah, we just kind of noticed that. And Mintu was always, she was so impressive in our weightlifting routines, and she was always on top of core. And so from a strength standpoint, she was not just mentally a strong runner chick, but physically as well. So she really embodied that. And I had kind of talked about this for a while, especially with a couple of the other girls on our team, including Evelyn Chavez, who's awesome. But they were very supportive of starting some kind of community. They could tell that I had this vision for something bigger. And what I was kind of envisioning is really what we have now, but just a variety of female distance runners of all shapes, sizes. It doesn't matter if you're a collegiate runner or not, just wherever you come from, gathering together, and not just online, but hopefully in person. And yeah, supporting one another, it being a safe space to talk about struggles, like eating disorders, that I credit Rachel Style to a lot of helping us with just bringing light to that. She is awesome.
Yeah,
And
she is great. We hope to have her
yeah.
on the podcast
Oh
too.
yeah, for sure. And just everyone who's bringing light to those issues, I think they need to be talked about more, because they're so prevalent in the female running world, and we just brush them under the rug like they're nothing. And I think a lot of coaches don't know how to deal with them, or just kind of leave them unaddressed. And then also teammates, you're like, "Well, I don't know my teammate. Like, I'm kind of worried about her. What do I do?" So I think this is a good place to talk about those things. And sometimes it's almost safer if it's not like a direct, like your teammates might not be in strong runner chicks, but you can be a leader for them, and kind of take what you learn from talking with other people on other teams as well. So Yeah. And for those individuals that don't have a team, like I'm not part of a
Right.
team now either. So Strong Inner Chicks is a good supportive environment for me to go and
Yes.
yeah, receive some support and kind of get to know other people. So yeah, that's really our mission and kind of our vision. Kelsey, do you have anything on that?
Yeah, so I don't even know how I came across Strong Runner Chicks. It was something I think that I had seen. I don't know if it was, I'm not even really sure where I came across Strong Runner Chicks. I'll be perfectly honest, but I'm so happy that I did because, like I said, I started with you all back in March and running as kind of a like a mental health perspective because I did get my master's in sport and performance psychology. So that's kind of where I was coming from, but. I haven't been quite in this running community for as long, but I can see how prevalent just in the short amount of time that I've been been running. I can see the prevalence of, thin the idea that thin is faster, and I don't agree with it at all. And I think that it definitely is takes a community and takes a support system to rally up against something that's been very, held in the minds of many people for such a long time. It's almost kind of going against what society believes, and it's definitely, a challenge. It's definitely a kind of counterculture of idea that we need to fight, not fight against, but maybe resist against. And I think that Megan and Mintu, you guys have done a great job in terms of, bringing it forefront, and people like Rachel, who's been doing great with her perspective on eating disorders, and there are also a variety of other people who are doing wonderful things, and so we want to bring light to them as well, and invite them into our Strong Runner community because, we can only, I guess, change the idea if we work together to do so. So we don't want to be a separate identity from all these other people. We want to work with them in order to change the perspective of this, thin equals fast mentality. And then also, kind of jumping off of what Megan said, I think there's this component of educating others. So Megan brought up the idea that coaches and even teammates don't really know how to address these issues, and that's something that we hope to get into as well. So I feel really just grateful to be a part of it, and I think that, we can really make a difference and make some change with the Strong Runner community.
Yeah, well said. Absolutely. I think that's,
Thank
yeah,
you.
that's really what our mission is. And yeah, we're not competing against necessarily other bloggers out there or anything. We want more, the more the merrier. And I think the more
Yes.
perspectives we have, the better. And I realize too that everyone is in a different place. So regardless of where you are in your journey, you are welcome in our Strong Runner Chick community.
Yeah.
I just want everyone to know that it's not like it doesn't matter what body size you are, what you look like, or how fast your times are, or if you're on a team or not, or how old you are. I think that is just, those are, they don't really matter, in our eyes at Strong Runner Chicks. It's just really about that you want to contribute positively to the community, or maybe you're really looking for help. You're in a tough place, and we have a lot of girls that have been through like all kinds of mental health related things, and people that can speak on personal experience. And I think that's what's really valuable too, is that it's not just some expert. Experts are great in the field, but sometimes they don't understand because they haven't been through something themselves. Like I've gone to a dietitian before, a doctor, to talk about things. And they just didn't understand because they hadn't been through that themselves. So I think that that is one benefit to our community as well, is that some girls have a lot of personal experience that they can share and pass along. And it's almost kind of like, I don't want to compare it. Okay, this is a bad comparison, but before I've done this, Kelsey and I had talked about kind of like a little and a big in a sense. I think we had talked about this. Yeah.
We
And so
did.
you sort of get this mentor, like, so I didn't want to say it's like a sorority or anything and running, but it, in a sense, you have like the mothers of the community, the mother hens that are, very tried and true, and they've been through a lot of this. And then you have people that are just getting started. Like we have some high school runners that are really new and young and have they're really pumped and excited, but they don't maybe they're looking for guidance or, education. And so they this is a place they can come to get that and talk with older. And I think even the younger people can teach the older. the older runners something. So yeah, wherever you are in your journey, there's veterans and there's newbies in our group, and we're really excited for that.
Totally. So, yeah, totally. Yeah. And I think there are probably even some people in our group who aren't even running right now, and that's totally fine. And, you know, there are people who are working through injuries, or there are people who are in recovery from eating disorders. There are people who are recovered from eating disorders. We have such a wide variety of individuals in this community, and we're super proud of it, and we love you all. And so we want to say thank you to all of you who have kind of gotten us where we are, because of you, we are where we're at right now. So, yeah, like Megan said, we emphasize everybody belongs. Everybody belongs.
Yeah. Kind of going off that, because I want to make sure we address some reader questions. Kelsey, what would you say? I'm going to just throw this one at you. What would you say
Sure.
is like one of the biggest lessons you've learned, like that running has taught you?
Oh boy.
Maybe in the past year or like currently.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So, running has taught me to be really proud of myself. It's kind of been one of those things where I think maybe just because I came into the sport a lot older than a lot of our other community members, and that's totally fine with me. I think it's kind of become something that has made me really proud to get out there, even if it's only for 5 minutes or if it's for 23 miles. You know, I love what my body can do for me. And I really appreciate it. And I don't think I ever appreciated it until I started running and realizing how much I can actually do with it. So I think that's something for me that's taken a while. And please don't get me wrong. When I first started running, I was not like this at all. I was like, why can't I run a fourth of a mile around my neighborhood? This is insane. But now it's gotten to the point in time where I just don't really care if I only go 5 minutes out the door, if I only go 4 miles out the door. It doesn't really matter to me. What matters to me is the fact that I'm have the ability to do this every day. And that was certainly a growth pattern that took a while. So it took me a while to get to this mentality and to get to this point of view. But you know, I wouldn't give it up for anything. You know, I think in the next marathon I train for, you know, I'm just going to kind of go out there and enjoy every minute. Certainly I have to get in those long runs and stuff, but I'm not going to put any pressure on myself to do more than I would want to. You know, this moving my body is for joy. It's not for, you know, the amount of calories burned or how far I have to go. It's how far I want to go because I want to be out there because I love it. So for me, it's more of a mental change and a mental perspective and something that I've learned a lot through running, just to be proud of myself and what I can do on each given day. Yeah. So, yeah.
Kelsey, you amaze me with how much Kelsey is just our self-care guru. You and Elena. Sunday.
Yeah. She's great.
You guys are both really great with that. And I think as a runner, we can just pound ourselves into the ground and just lose the enjoyment. And I have definitely been guilty of that.
I have too.
Yeah. Like definitely. Starting to hate running, and it's terrible. So I do think that is a valuable lesson for sure, is just to thank your body and really like love the sport of running for what it is, and just taking it step by step every day and not getting caught up in that grind too much. So
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. What about you, Megan?
Oh, the greatest lesson I've learned. Yeah. I knew it was coming back on me. I would say it's almost not what I've learned through running, but like what running has taught me about life or how it's connected to life. So it's kind of like a metaphor for life. And it just, like even this past weekend, there were just points where I just wanted to drop out. I wanted to give up. My knee, I never have knee pain. And these trails were really getting to me. Kind of just locked up, you know, felt really crampy and whatnot in the legs. So, and with the burpees too. I mean, they were just, that wasn't even running. But I think all in all, running, there have been times where I just want to give up or I don't want to get out the door in the morning. But I always feel better after I do. Like even this morning, it was hard to wake up. And I think that's a misconception that a lot of people have is that, oh, you're a runner. Like you're crazy. Yeah. You know, why do you always want to do this? And it's like, I don't wake up motivated every day, 10 out of 10, ready to go. Of course, I think there's obviously like you need to take time for rest and whatnot. But totally. I think when I tell myself, how am I going to feel after this run? And I always feel so much better or so much more accomplished when I sign up for a race or I do something out of my element in running. And I think that, yeah, so running has really served as a platform for that. And it's always been a way to just kind of not get away from life, but to like deal with stress in a way. It's like a de-stressor. And so wherever you are, if you're, you know, like in your academic career, your work career, or just feeling stressed at any time, if you go for a run, I guarantee, you know, you're going to come back feeling better after that. So yeah. And all the years, and it's just amazing how many years I've been running and I don't even realize it. Right. Like, do you ever think about that, Kelsey? How many runs have I been on in my life? Right. And it's been so many.
And yes.
Yeah.
That's so true.
Yeah. And then I think running with other people too, like this community of runners is incredible. And the majority of my close friends run in some capacity, whether we met on a team or we met through a race. That I would say some of my closest friends are through running. And had I never gone out for the team or chosen to run cross country or track, I never would have met them. So I do really credit running for a lot of my friendships too. So yeah.
Yeah, that's a great perspective, Megan. And I totally second everything you say there. But I know it's funny when you're on those runs and you're like, gosh, you've done it much more longer than I have. I've only been running for about 3.5 years now. But like, it's one of those things where it's like, gosh, I've done like 1 mile so many times now, but it feels so different every time, you know? So, I totally agree with everything you've said there. So yeah, you're absolutely right.
Yeah. And I can't wait to highlight some of our other community members too. This is so exciting. I'm just thinking about all the people we're going to interview. And I really do want to take this time too to give a shout out to all of our contributors, all of our ambassadors, everyone who's just, whether you just joined the community or you've been involved for a long time, some specific names that come to mind. Of course, you, Kelsey, Mintu, which we mentioned, Rachel Style. And I hope I'm pronouncing everyone's name right, because you see a lot of names and I just, if one of us ever incorrectly pronounces something, please call us out on it and we will fix it. Joanna Weber, who is a runner at North Dakota, is really amazing. She started our How the Pros Fuel series. And I think that brought to light a lot of, I don't want to use the word misconceptions, but just what people think professional runners eat or don't eat. Like, oh, they only eat this and this. They only eat clean, quote unquote, is just how people sometimes think of that. And it's really not true. Like, a lot of professional runners, they eat ice cream too. And they're just like us in a lot of ways. And they've just had a lot more training under their belt or a lot more years. And they're a little, so I think that was an incredible series, like one of our most popular, really resonated with readers. If you haven't checked it out, I encourage you to, How the Pros Fuel. And then Jackie Turner, who's blogged a lot about injury and kind of the mental side of that, like recovering from injury. She has been through so much. That girl is,
oh my gosh,
so strong.
I know. I always look forward to everybody's posts, but I really look forward to Jackie's because she is so open and honest about the way she feels and about what she's been through. And so I really admire that. So thank you, Jackie, for doing that. That's wonderful. Yeah, we appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you so much. Oh, and look, she just published a new one, Coping with an Injury with Rachel Johnson, Rachel Johnson, you're inspiring too. So we can't wait to learn from you. I'm going to read that one.
Yeah.
I just saw the GIF that Kelsey posted.
Oh, I'm from,
too good
from the office.
If you have not seen the GIF, please go check it out. So that is one thing too, is we're not the type of, if you do want to contribute, we're not going to look over your shoulder and have to review every single post. I trust that our contributors, we trust that you guys can post And so I get more excited actually going on our website and seeing, oh, you know, Rebecca just posted her new running recipes with the Rebecca series. Oh. I can't wait to go make it tonight.
Yes.
Rebecca is awesome. She's really great. We've bonded a lot lately, and because she's been marathon training. So yeah, she has her Recipes with Rebecca series, and she's actually going to school to be a dietitian. She's almost done with that, which Yay! Is so great because maybe yes. she can come on board and work with readers too after that. And then Miranda, I want to say your name right, DiBiaso. I love her last name. Awesome. But Workout Wednesday series is incredible too. She's got some really good stretches and things that you can do, not just to run better, but also to feel better. Cause we can get really tense and tightened up in our daily lives. And I think, sitting a lot of the time, she's got so many great like hip flexor stretches and things for mm-hmm. that. And then Carly Praise. We really need to make sure we're pronouncing these, in her Workout Wednesday series has been really neat as well. Yes. You can go on there and see some of the top collegiate runners and kind of what their, workout routines look like. What are some of their favorite go-to mm-hmm. workouts? And then our book club, of course. I need to commend you for that, Kelsey. That's been great as well.
Yeah, that's been fun. That was fun to do. I think we hope to do another one in the future, maybe over winter break or something along those lines when people have more time, because I know we're all super busy. But I also want to highlight a lot of our ambassadors as well. So we have some contribute. We're kind of, I don't know, we were trying to think of, you know, how we were going to structure like the people who are part of the Strong Runner community. We're still kind of working on that, but we also have a bunch of ambassadors, Alyssa and Meredith and Linda and the Hackett twins, who are Allie and Michaela. So thank mm-hmm. you both, and Caitlin and Katie. So we have a bunch of other girls. Maggie, I think we mentioned Maggie already, but Stephanie.
Oh, no, we haven't. Oh, Maggie just joined Maggie as well. Yeah.
Yep. Uh-huh. Yeah. And Stephanie Hope, I want to say.
Yeah. And so you said Linda, right? Linda, yes, you're awesome, Linda. Yeah. Just all of our ambassadors, really. Thank you. You guys are great.
Yeah. Linda has been like, she posts quite a bit on her Instagram. I believe, if I'm correct, it's time to eat. I think that's what it is. But she spells it like the herb, which I think is really clever. But she also always, isn't that so funny? She always posts like different food brands that I've never tried. And so I always want to go to my local grocery store and spending way too much money because Linda's recommended these awesome types of foods. So thank you for having me empty my wallet, Linda. I really appreciate that. No, I'm just kidding. But so thank you all of you ladies. You've been wonderful, as Megan has said.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been really awesome. So we would also love your feedback, speaking of Kelsey's post. So if you have not already and you are kind of listening, whether this is your first time hearing about Strong Runner Chicks or you're a member of the community already, we really do want your help on feedback to improve Strong Runner Chicks and really take ourselves to the next level and reach even more athletes. I think when I had started Strong Runner Chicks, kind of a fun fact is, well, not a fun fact if I don't remember the statistics, but I looked up how many collegiate runners are there, because I just wanted to know, like, how many runners are out there, right? How many programs? Yeah. And I kind of did some calculating and, oh gosh, I don't remember, but I'll have to pull it back up on how many. I mean, it was well over like 100-something thousand female distance runners just in college. And again, I don't want to just say we're collegiate running, but I'm just saying this is kind of where I started with trying to reach people, was through my own network of collegiate runners. So I was thinking if we could reach all of them. And I think we can also speak to the fact that if you are in high school or college, that is probably the most critical time in your own development, just physically, mentally, emotionally, where it can kind of make or break you. So those experiences mm-hmm. and what you go through and either your support system that you have or your lack thereof could really, you know, and your coaching staff and whatnot has a tremendous impact on your whole life. So early prevention is key there with just helping to prevent disordered eating and any mental health struggles, or just helping alleviate those in some way and providing you with a support system if you don't already have one. So that is kind of why I really want to target the younger female distance runners, because I know there's a lot of communities out there, like Wazelle is amazing as well. And they were kind of an inspiration, but a lot of them are master's level runners and well out of college. And then Salty Running is another one. And their target population is just a bit above kind of an age where Strong Runner Chicks is really hitting. So yeah, that's kind of been my goal with that. So going along that, we do really want to hear from you. And we would love if you could take the time to fill out a feedback survey for us. So yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah. That would be super helpful. So thank you guys in advance for that, because we really do appreciate it in terms of where we're figuring out where we're going and how we can best suit you, because even though it's going to benefit us, it's actually benefiting you. You know, we're going to take the data that you give us and, you know, reconfigure it to make more ideas and more activities and more different things for the community, so that we can benefit you the greatest. So we would really love your help with that. So yeah. Thank you.
Same with the podcast. So please do write us a review in iTunes, because this podcast is going to go out. It has not yet, but as soon as it does, let us know what you think of it and what you want to see. We would love a 5-star review. And then, of course, if you can leave any feedback for us, you're welcome to send us an email as well if you want to get more in depth and just kind of personal, and ask us any questions. Like if there's something we brought up, and I know we didn't dig too much into either one of our stories and how we got, you know, our running journeys. So if there's someone you want to hear more from too, you read an article like Maggie Head's blog that's going to come out soon or something like that, and you really are Christina and you see their blog and you want to know more about kind of their journey, just let us know and we'll bring them on the podcast and we'll get those questions answered. So if you want to be on the podcast,
yes,
listeners,
yes.
If you are listening now and you're like, I have never been on one, but I would love to, you know, get on and share my story, then yeah, absolutely. We would love to get you on here. So
yeah, absolutely. And I was just going to say that exactly. We are reading each other's minds. I was just going to say that exact thing, because like we said earlier in the podcast, you know, we want to highlight all different people, you know, so all walks of life, all different, you know, running, non-running abilities. I mean, we had someone post to our Facebook group who posted something because she was proud of herself because she had, you know, just feeling more self-confident after having a baby. And so that's something that we're really proud of too. I mean, we love mamas in our group. So anything that you would like to speak about or you'd like to hear us speak about, I mean, neither of us are mothers, so we can't really attest to that, but we can have someone on the podcast who is a mother, who either runs or doesn't run, or you know, what her perspective is like as a mother, or, you know, anyone, you know, like I said, we're open to everything. So we want to hear from you though. So please don't hesitate to reach out to us.
And then some other exciting news as well, hopefully something I've been dreaming up, is having a Strong Runner Chick meetup of some sort. And we kind of came up with the idea for an SRC retreat next year. And Kelsey has been, you didn't say much about that yet, but you're really involved in Wazelle. She runs with them, and they are just an incredible community, and they have bird camp every year. And so we've kind of been talking back and forth about just ideas and, you know, what you really have learned from going to bird camp each year and what you like about it and how we can implement some of those fun team activities into, the SRC retreat. So
definitely. Yeah. Yeah, definitely. And I would love to create one of those for SRC, because it's a blast. We have a really good time at bird camp. So shout out to Wazelle for all the empowerment that you do for women. It's really incredible. So yeah, we'll talk about that more in another podcast. But yeah, we hope to do that, because it would be just a great experience to get everybody together just to kind of as a supportive community and to chat with one another and to meet people. Because, you know, we do a lot of as Megan has said previously, we do a lot of behind the work behind the scenes work. So we don't necessarily see people's faces or talk to them as much. I mean, I think the only person I've really had a Skype conversation with is Elena. And so I was really so happy to see her face and talk with her in person. So yeah, so we would like to be with you, you know, in person, and, you know, get to know you as people rather than just, you know, these voices that come through the blog, which are wonderful, but we want to see you as people as well. So
yeah, For sure. What else? Do we have anything else we need to talk about?
I mean, we are always, I mean, something else that we hope to do is we would like to partner with a few companies, you know, that we really believe in.
I was thinking of that.
Because we especially, you know, I think anyone who's a fellow athlete who's listening to this podcast understands that we have a lot of brands that, or you may have a lot of brands that you're particularly fond of. Like, for example, Wazelle is one of mine. I really only wear Wazelle clothing to run, and because I believe in the brand, excuse me. So I think we would love to do any sort of partnerships with anybody in the community, no matter who you are. If you're interested in letting us give you a shout out or trying out your, you know, products and then writing a review about them, we would love to, because like we said earlier, we want to promote and empower other people on their journey to become successful, whatever that may be. So, we would love, you know, to highlight products that we are fond of, and we'll give you know, a review on that or however that may work. Megan can probably speak more to that.
I do want to mention a couple brands that we have already kind of partnered with, or well, Kelsey over here just loves Wild Way, so they are awesome.
Yes.
And we may
Such
have to just do a
good.
review on them.
Yes.
Another one is Lifeway. So Lifeway Probiotics, they make some amazing kefir products. Joanna has done a review on them on our site, so you can check that out. And so kefir is a creamy yogurt beverage that's made from fermented milk, and it's really good. And probiotics, you guys probably know about this if you're listening, but they have live and active cultures. So they're also found in things like kombucha. They're known as the good bacteria that are good for you. And they're really pivotal for a runner to keep your immune system strong and
Yeah.
support a healthy digestive system and gut. So you can find that in yogurt, kefir, sauerkraut, pickles,
Yep.
tempeh,
Kombucha.
kombucha, and
Yeah, all the
kimchi.
good stuff.
Yeah, great stuff. So we are really
Yeah.
passionate about good, healthy products like that. And on that note, I do want to mention Lion's Choice cookie dough is amazing. Kind of random, but I saw Mintu actually introduced me to them. I think they were doing a giveaway and she tagged me on something. And I was kind of skeptical at first, like, what is this cookie dough stuff? And it's known as healthy cookie dough, but honestly, I ate like the entire jar in pretty much one sitting. So I don't know if I consider that
Yeah.
healthy. I have a sweet tooth over here, but it was really good. And I do recommend it if you can do this, which I can't seem to eat just one spoonful, but if you can put one spoonful in your in a smoothie, or you can top off, like if you make some muffins, which Run Fast Eat Slow has some great muffin recipes, you could top it off with those. I'm trying to think of what else. They make nut
Yeah.
butters though, and they make protein, so it's protein cookie dough, pretty low in sugar, and it is it's made with mostly natural ingredients. So they had a carrot cake flavor and it had actual raisins in it. And I don't even know how they do it, but it's really incredible. If you have not checked out Lion's Choice, I encourage you to check them out because it was so good. It's my new favorite dessert. So
I'm gonna have to look into that because I've heard of the brand before, but I've never tried it. But I've been really into, and now that we're mentioning cookie dough, so Emma Abrahamson, I think that's how you pronounce her
Oh,
name.
yeah.
She has been making
Chickpea
so I
cookie dough.
yes. So I made her
What?
chickpea cookie dough, and I think it was like I put blueberries in it because she recommended doing that. Holy
Oh.
guacamole, Emma, you are a genius because I literally died and went to heaven. I ate the entire thing, and oh my gosh. Oh my gosh, it was so good. I
I
can't even
would
stress enough. So,
never
Emma.
think of that. Like
I
chickpea cookie
know.
dough. That is incredible. I have to go make it now. So
Do
that is
it.
probably a better bet, financially maybe, than ordering Lion's Choice because, you know, not cheap, but it's really amazing. So any kind of, if you've got recipes too, if you're listening now and you're like, Chickpea cookie dough, like I've been making that my whole life, and I have another recipe I could share, then let us know, because
totally,
we're always looking for good recipes too.
Yeah, so. And you're talking to two foodies right here.
Yeah,
so.
I think we're all kind
open
of foodies
to anything. Yeah,
I think I remember we have an introduction post. So if you haven't already, join our private Facebook group. You can just search Strong Runner
oh,
Chicks.
Yeah.
We have a page, mm-hmm. and then we have a private group that's a bit more close knit and personal. And in that closed group, we do introduce ourselves. So we have this post that says, you know, tell us about yourself. And I put, what are your favorite foods? And everybody, I swear, was putting avocado, sweet potato,
nut butters. That was a big one.
Yes, nut butters were huge. But I just saw the same old patterns. And it was so fun because we could bond over our love for all
yes.
these yummy foods. So,
yes.
Yeah. So yeah, join our Facebook group. A couple other things, you can follow us. We have a Twitter. We're not super active on Twitter. We do share some mm-hmm. articles. So if you tweet at us. Twitter, Facebook, Instagram at Strong Run Chicks. Kind of a funny story about that. We shouldn't go into it, but Strong Runner Chicks, we got locked out of the account probably a year or two ago and just could not for the life of us get a hold of the account again. So we are Strong Run Chicks now on Instagram. And you can find us on there and connect with us. And we respond to DMs as soon as possible. And we do repost a lot of so like if you tag us in your running post, we may repost that. And then we're also doing some giveaways. We have a fun one coming up this week. Mintu's going to be posting that. So look out for a giveaway. And yeah, do you have anything else, Kelsey?
I do not. I'm actually awkwardly taking a picture of us on our on my phone so I could post it to our Instagram just to say
great.
That we're recording our first podcast. So I don't think I have much else to say. I'm just super excited to be here with Megan. Well, not with Megan, but in the vicinity, in cyberspace.
It's so weird.
Megan.
Kelsey, we haven't even met yet. So
I know. How crazy is that? Oh, my gosh.
I've met Joanna. I've met Mintu. It is so weird though. I feel like I have met almost all of our community in some way. Like
right?
I have connected with them, but I really haven't.
I know. It's bizarro.
It's so crazy that we actually haven't met yet. So we got to host a retreat of some kind soon.
We need to do this. We need to get it together and do this.
Hey,
I'm thinking next summer.
Yeah. If you know anyone that is good at hosting things like camps or retreats, let us know. Because we would love to get you on board with our event planning for that. That'll be really fun. So we've already had a really good amount of response. And then we're probably going to have like reserve your spot kind of a thing coming out relatively soon. But I have never hosted a retreat before. So I'm always that, I was that kid when growing up, like I would freak out when I had a birthday because I had to hosting the birthday party.
Yeah.
You're like, is everyone having a great time? Or, and then you don't have a good time, but hopefully that doesn't carry over to the retreat planning. Like, I hope everyone's just, So I thrive on feedback though. I think that's the biggest thing that we can't stress enough is that we want to hear from you. And whether that's negative, I mean, I would rather have you say something negative than not say anything at all and just kind of be like, oh, Strong Runner Chicks, you know, I don't like such and such about them. Just let us know because we could always try to tailor it a little more towards you or make it improve it too. So
totally. And that actually goes along with the idea that, you know, we're at least happy that you're saying something, you know, to us, whether, I mean, of course we'd like it to be positive, but we want this to be a space where you can express your opinions. So whether they're good or they're bad, you know, this is a place for you to kind of just feel welcomed. So, you know, like I said, we want things to be mostly positive because we want this to be a supportive community. But, you know, we want this to be an open place for you to share your opinions and values as well. So we are looking forward to anything that you guys would like to give to us that we could help you with and help us, you know, to form this community better. But I feel like we've talked so much.
Yeah, we really have. And you know what? I think we're about 50-something minutes in. I've listened to some podcasts that are 2 hours long. I don't know that we'll ever get that long.
Oh, my Lord.
That
was really long. I'm sorry. That's my expression. That's a long podcast.
It really is. Yeah, I can't deny that. But if we're rambling or we're talking too slow, you know, just skip through those parts because – anyway, you can't always, you got to ramble a little bit. That's what a podcast
you
is.
You gotta,
so.
You just have to.
Get to the fun
you gotta
stuff,
just go on a tangent sometimes. Yeah. Well, this is so much fun, and I'm super excited for our next podcast. We don't know what it'll be yet, but there will be a next one.
Oh, don't say that, Kelsey. We have it all planned out. No.
Yeah, of course, yes.
We will get it going. We'll plan it up. And also, shout out to Amber Sire. I hope I'm saying your name right. You wrote an amazing book, but she has a podcast called Chin Up Podcast, and she actually gave me some great tips on how to start a podcast, because this was a huge barrier this past month or two.
Yep.
Kelsey and I just trying to figure out how to hit the record button was like, oh man, just, yeah, I'm glad we figured it out.
Yeah. And you're talking to two girls, no offense, Megan, who are not technologically savvy. So we were like, why aren't our cameras working? Why can't you hear me?
So
it was this ongoing, like, extensive nonsense of the two of us trying to figure this out. It probably should have been like a sitcom on TV, to be perfectly honest, because we were that ridiculous at times.
Probably.
But it's worked out. So we're really grateful for that.
Well, what's amazing too is we have a whole functioning website, and it's like we can't even get a podcast going. So I don't know. If you've got any tips on that as well, if you're listening and you're like, oh, I have my own podcast, I know how to do that, then we may just need your help, or that would be awesome if you've got any tips for us. So I hope the quality turns out okay. If not, we can always upgrade our mics. So give us feedback on anything, like even the podcast artwork. Our logo is probably going to be out there. So anyway, I think that's all we got for today. I'm not going to keep you too long, Kels. Kelsey just got back from a run, so I'll let you go and get ready
for
Megan. The day.
Yeah.
Well, I did too, and I hopped in the shower, and then I get on, and I'm like dripping wet hair, have my coffee. So got to get on our runs. Strong runner chick here. So
I know, and I feel so much more energized afterwards. So I think this is like I feel like this should be a routine thing with us.
I think so too. Yeah, we could start a thing. If we can get it in the morning, that would be great. So
yes, absolutely. Yeah. Well, thank you guys so much for listening, and we really appreciate you taking some time out of your day to spend it with us. We love you all, and we appreciate you. So thank you.
Yeah. Again, thank you so much. We are pumped to have you as part of the community. And so go leave us a review in iTunes. I know this is the first episode, so you can always wait on that too. But tag us, shout at us, let us know how we're doing. We would love your feedback. So thanks so much, guys.
All right. See you soon. Bye.
See you soon. Bye, guys.
Thanks for listening to the Strong Runner Chicks Radio. Do us a favor and leave a review in iTunes to help spread awareness and foster the SRC community. Additionally, make sure to follow us on Instagram, Facebook, or Twitter at Strong Run Chicks.